This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The new strain of coronavirus that has killed more than 1,000 and infected more than 43,000 has been officially named COVID-9 by the World Health Organization. And China, Hubei's province, the epicenter of the outbreak, two top health officials have been removed from their post. President Xi Jinping visited coronavirus patients at a Beijing hospital Monday and called for more decisive measures to contain the outbreak. And the U.S. health officials continue to monitor suspected and confirmed cases.
On Tuesday, the first Americans who were put under quarantine 14 days ago after evacuation from Wuhan got some good news. Rear Admiral Dr. Nancy Knight.
All 195 of these evacuees have completed their quarantine period. They have completed their final health check this morning, which included their symptom check and their temperature check, and they have deemed to be safe to re-enter their communities. This is a huge celebration for all of us here at March Air Reserve Base.
Nearly 400 cases have been confirmed in two dozen countries and territories outside mainland China, with two deaths, one in Hong Kong and the other one in the Philippines. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Leaders in Afghanistan say that the United States has been made notable progress in ongoing peace talks with representatives of the Taliban that are taking place in the Gulf state of Qatar. President Ashraf Ghani tweeted late Tuesday he had received a call from U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, sharing with him the latest developments in the turbulent U.S.-Taliban peace process aimed at ending the 18-year-old Afghan war. This is VOA News. Several